Lord, help us to commence our worship with hymn number 263. 263. Jesus, the glorious head of grace, knows every saint's peculiar case, what sorrows by their souls are borne, and how for sin they daily mourn. Hymn 263.
Thank you. from the Holy Word of God. Let us turn to read this evening in the Lamentations of Jeremiah and chapter 3. We'll read the first 40 verses. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 to 40. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways, and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow, and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes, and thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity, and I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be, there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off for ever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord. May the Lord grant his blessing upon that portion of his holy word unto us. May he now help us in prayer. O thou almighty, eternal, most holy and gracious God, Lord, thou seest us gathered together here at this night. For all things, Lord, are beneath thine all-seeing eye. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and make thyself known in our midst, within our hearts, in the power and blessing of thy Spirit, that all can adown to thine honour and to thy glory. We thank thee, Lord, that we can come. We thank thee for health, strength, sufficient to be here. We thank thee for peace and safety and the journeys which we have made. We thank thee, Lord, for every desire in our hearts to assemble ourselves together around thy word. O Lord, do not let our assembling together this night be in vain. Lord, may there be some portion for our souls. May there be something to help us in life's pathway. May there be some quickening power of thy word. May there be a confirming to one and another who have plagues of doubts and fears. Lord, may there be help to those who have matters to decide. Lord, thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt not send us empty away. O Lord, we are living in the midst of a sin-cursed earth, and we have sinful hearts. Lord, we brought these hearts in to thy house with us, and they can plague us, Lord, by casting our thoughts far off to the things of this earth, the things of this world, the things of tomorrow, the things that have passed by. And oh, Satan can deaden our ears and harden our hearts. But we pray, Lord, that it may not be so this evening. We pray, Lord, that we may have the hearts such as Lydia's heart, whom thou didst open. Lord, it was made soft to receive thy word and bring forth praise to thine honour and glory. Lord, we confess we come again and again to thy house with hardness of heart, coldness, custom, practice, habit. Oh, Lord, do not let that be just an outward performance with our feet this night. Lord, but may it be, oh, that we can say when at the end of this service, it has been good to be going up, to have gone up to the house of the Lord. He met with me there. Lord, do come and be not silent to us, lest we become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the prayers, Lord, of each one. Lord, those hearts that have been poured out before thee, Lord, do not send empty away. We pray, Lord, for the children, the young people. Lord, we thank thee they are found in the time of worship. Oh, Lord, do remember them for good. We pray, Lord, thou wilt grant the influence of thy Spirit upon them in their young days and draw them to the truth of thy holy word, the truth as it is in Jesus. And Lord, bless them with the knowledge of forgiveness of their sins. For Lord, none are too young to receive of thy great goodness, of thy mercy, of thy grace. Lord, do confirm each one to be a lamb of thy fold. And those, Lord, that are perhaps too young to be here this night, Lord, and the parents taking care of them, we commend them to thee. Lord, grant thy blessing upon them. And Lord, do hear and answer many prayers that are put up by parents for their loved ones. Lord, these are difficult days. Lord, to bring up families in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. But nothing is too hard for thee. O Lord, make each one faithful, upright before thee, and supply their every need. Lord, work wondrously where there seems to be no way. And Lord, keep the powers of evil, the powers of unrighteousness, Lord, away, that there can be a continuation in the ways, Lord, in education, where there is no poison and no threat and risk, as we might put it, of the hurt of the soul. Lord, do help those that are in the teaching profession. Lord, they are ruled and regulated by authorities which do not fear thy name. Lord, help them in all their endeavours to speak rightly, and Lord, to express the things that are right before the children. So, Lord, we pray for the blessing upon the Sunday school. Oh, Lord, do be with the teaching of the children here. And may there be those things that settle upon their minds within their hearts. Lord, the truth of thy sacred word to be a lamp to their feet, a light to their pathway. O Lord, from the rising generations, do bring forth those who shall be a continuation of thy visible church here upon this earth. Lord, do bring forth testifying members of thy church here. Lord, those constrained to declare the mercy they have found. O Lord, there is much to hinder in the open profession of faith. Lord, Satan is a mighty foe. Oh, he will rule, Lord, the lips and the tongue and the desires of the heart. But Lord, we pray thou will put him to flight. Hear the prayers of those, Lord, that are exercised, and help them in their prayers of, Lord, help me. So, Lord, may there be those that can say, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. And all the praise and glory, Lord, shall be to thy name. O Lord, we do pray for any that are yet dead in trespasses and in sins. Lord, thou knowest each heart of us here this night, and those of loved ones who we bear before thee. Lord, do not let such stray beyond the bounds of thy love, but may there be that time appointed, that call by grace. Lord, as the Apostle Paul put it, he who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by grace, oh, when it pleased him, to put within him the knowledge of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Lord, may that work of thine continue in this evil day. Lord, do call many by that grace of thine to know the redeeming love of Christ, to the blessing of the soul. Lord, use the preaching of the gospel. Lord, those that are engaged to preach here, upon thy days and in the week, use them, Lord, to this end. Lord, they have no power, they have no strength of their own. Lord, the gospel will be in word only from those lips, but may it be in the power of the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And so good work will be done within those hearts, and Lord, saved from the pit of corruption. So, Lord, we ask thy work of grace to be to abound amongst us in this evil day, throughout the land, throughout the world. Lord, help those that minister the gospel, be with them where they are this evening in our own land. Lord, we do pray thou wilt use them, that the word that is spoken through their lips will be indicted by thee, the Lord, and there'll be a confirming of it through the signs that follow. Lord, thou knowest each case before thee here tonight. Lord, the trials, tribulations, the sorrows, the joys, the thanksgivings. Lord, we have much to thank thee for, that we are able to come, that thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And therefore, Lord, we do pray, that we may render praise unto thee, as we should. All the glory be unto thee. And lead us forth and keep us in the right way, the way that is everlasting, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So, Lord, make us true faithful witnesses of thy truth within a sinner's heart. We do pray, Lord, for the church here, the deacons, Lord, help them. Lord, grant to the church here that unity of thy spirit and the bond of thy peace. Hear and answer their united cries. And Lord, do bring forth, can it be thy will, a settled ministry for thy people here. Lord, is it not sought in prayer? Lord, wilt thou not answer? Wilt thou not grant an exercise in one, Lord, regarding this place? And Lord, that it be of thee in the hearts of those here and one wherever that may be. In thy time, in thy way, Lord, make no tarrying. O Lord, do hear, help and answer in all these things. Lord, be with each of the congregation. Remember any, Lord, that would be here tonight but cannot be here for whatever reason. We pray for them. Lord, watch over them. If any are sick, grant thy healing. Hear and answer their prayers and prayers put up on their behalf. Lord, above all things, oh, do grant them the knowledge of their soul's salvation. Be with one, Lord, in the Bethesda home who has attended here for many years. Remember her in her frailty of body and mind. Lord, do still yet be the strength of her soul. May she know those moments rich in blessing which before thy cross are spent. O Lord, there is so much to lay before thee. Lord, we must pray on without ceasing, committing all things unto thee. Lord, remember our nation. We mourn over the state and condition, Lord, of this land, which thou hast favoured for centuries. But, Lord, we've turned our back upon thee. Lord, we have forsaken thy ways and thy word. We deny thy very being so much in so many things. O Lord, we deserve thy wrath, yet we pray for thy mercy. We pray for our leaders still, Lord, have mercy upon them. Guide them in all the difficult matters. And Lord, deliver them from confusion and division. We pray, Lord, thou wilt bring about, Lord, the influence of thy Spirit to show what is right and what is wrong. Those evil philosophies, Lord, those threatenings which rise up against the democracy of our country. Oh, Lord, do put them to nothing. Bring them down to naught. And Lord, we do pray for the maintenance of our freedom of worship. Lord, we thank thee this night. Do not let us value it more by the loss of it. Maintain our Protestant constitution. And we pray for our King. Lord, he is sick. He has a cancer. Lord, thou knowest all concerning him. Lord, wilt thou not sanctify it to the blessing of his soul? Wilt thou not deliver him from these multi-faith ideas, that he may know there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and make him a true defender of the faith, as he promised at the coronation? O Lord, we pray thou wilt bring these things to pass and make him an example to the people of the land. So, Lord, hear us in all these our petitions. We pray for the forgiveness of our own sins. O great Lord, is our transgressions. Lord, do blot them out as a thick cloud. Cleanse us in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Cause us to know the sweetness and greatness of that mercy, which is through Calvary's cross. That cross is all our glory, and all things else in comparison to it, as the hymn writer said, but dung and dross. Thee to own a perfect Saviour, only thing though all that is good. O Lord, do show to us each that which is good, thy mercy, thine everlasting love, the hope of heaven above, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. Remember those, Lord, who are bereaved of loved ones. We commend them to thee. Lord, in the lonely hours of widows and widowers, Lord, may they know thy presence with them. Lord, do visit their soul and their hearts with the warmth of thy love. Oh, such solemn times are bound to come, as thy word says. It's appointed unto us all once to die, and after that the judgment. Lord, prepare us each, oh, to stand before thy face. thy Spirit must that work perform. It is all of grace. Then, Lord, be gracious to us each, the bereaved, Lord, those that have sympathy. All, Lord, each one of us, whatever our state and condition, Lord, make us realise we have a latter end. Help us to consider it. And, O Lord, through thy great goodness, may our ends be everlasting peace. Turn us now, Lord, to thy word. Help us to sing further thy praises as we ask all things in the name of Jesus and for his sake alone. Amen.
Let us sing hymn number 988. 988. Happiness, thou lovely name, where's thy seed? Oh, tell me where. Learning, pleasure, wealth and fame all cry out, it is not here. 988.
In complete dependence, dear friends, upon the Lord to help us. I would ask your prayerful attention to a word we find in the portion we read in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Jeremiah was in deep affliction. Yes, the Lord had solemnly dealt with Judah because of all their sin. They had not hearkened to the warning, the prophecy, the word of God through Jeremiah. And that which he had spoken had come to pass. But, dear friends, he did not glory in that which he had spoken had come to pass. It caused him to be greatly cast down, even to take upon himself that it was his sin, as much as anybody else, that had caused the hand of the Lord to rise up against them. He says at the beginning of this chapter, I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. Dear friends, what a low state Jeremiah came into. He said, he confessed his rebellion against the Lord. Now, dear friends, is there anyone here tonight who is in a low state like this? The hand of the Lord is heavy upon you, for whatever the circumstance. And he brings you very low. Brings you into darkness. That darkness is unbelief, isn't it? Oh, how solemn it is when circumstances, adversities arise, and we're brought into darkness of unbelief against Almighty God. You know, Satan is a mighty foe. He will do his utmost to separate between our soul and the mercy of God. Even though he may not be the instrument in tribulations and troubles and difficulties, dear friends, he will appear to your soul and cause them to stir up unbelief that the Lord is not gracious, the Lord is not merciful, to be full of doubts and fears regarding the goodness of God. Dear friends, being a child of God is not a smooth and easy way, is it? Because all the difficulties and tribulations which say will come, whatever their depth, will bring us into the trial of our faith. And when we do not enjoy The nearness, the blessing, the light of his countenance upon us. Then, dear friends, he causes us to be greatly cast down. And we mourn the heaviness of our sins. Because he causes us to search our hearts, to try our ways. Oh, why has all this come upon me? Jeremiah says, he hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. Dear friends, when we come into troubles and difficulties in providence, whatever they may be, quite often we do not be able to see the way out of it, do we? We only can suffer the consequence of it. We haven't got the wisdom or the power, and vain is the help of man. And we can only lie underneath it. Yes, the rod of God, if we are great sinners, as we are in our flesh, for there's not a day that goes by that we are not sinners. And if we treat sin lightly, dear friends, the Lord knows what we have need of. When we think of what the Lord knows we have need of, we think of blessings, don't we? But dear friends, the Lord knows when we have need of solemn things to stir us up, to bring us out of a sleepy condition, to cause us to recognize, oh, what we are. Yes, to search and try our ways before God. And as we search and try our ways before God, dear friends, we don't come out with any goodness of self, do we? We can only confess, yes, that we are sinners. He hath made my chain heavy. And when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. I think it's a solemn word, isn't it? Shutteth out my prayer. We come, perhaps fall on our knees under the burden, the tribulation, the difficulty, the trouble. And it doesn't appear that we can offer anything up to the Lord in prayer. We're so barren, so dry, so hard-hearted, so dark. What did David say? He said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Dear friend, do you have those urgent cries, those urgent prayers in the time of your need? And there does not seem to be any answer. Then are we regarding iniquity in our hearts in some matter or other? Have we got those idols? Do we love the things of this world, the things of material things, greater than the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of sinners? How is our heart before the Lord God? Is it broken? Or is it hard and full of self-righteousness and better than others, ready to judge? Dear friends, the acceptable sacrifice is a broken and a contrite heart. But we can't even give that ourselves, can we? When I cry, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. So let us leave his complaint there. Dear friends, it's very sorrowful, isn't it, when one is brought so low in spirit, under the burden of sin, iniquity and troubles and griefs and sorrows. The hand of the Lord is gone out against me. As poor Jacob said on one occasion, all these things are against me. And yet Jeremiah said this in that first chapter, verse 18. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his commandments. What a testimony, what a confession. In the margin of commandments, his mouth. The Lord is righteous, for I have rebelled against his mouth. What he has spoken. Dear friends, does that apply to any of us here tonight? We have rebelled against his mouth, against his word, against his commandments. We know what we should do to the honour and glory of his name, but we've turned aside from it. It's not thy will be done, O Lord, but my will to be done. Dear friends, that's iniquity in our heart, isn't it? And if the Lord will be mindful of you, dear friends, he'll stir that up by bringing affliction to cause that hard heart to be broken and to call upon him for mercy. How do we call upon him for mercy? Well, dear friends, we have to confess what we are. Jeremiah confessed what he was in this chapter, what we read. Verse 18, he said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. My strength and my hope is perished. Oh, what a low state he was in. Great was his iniquity. Great was his iniquity. Dear friends, is that the case with you tonight? Great is your iniquity. But you know, dear friends, you're here. You're in the house of God. We have his holy word before us. Has he constrained you to come? Is there that aching heart within you? Is there that prayer which cannot be uttered, groanings which cannot be uttered? Well, dear friends, we have to testify, don't we? The Lord has not dealt with you after your sins. He has not rewarded you according to your iniquities. Oh, he may have caused something to come in your life, yes. A chastening, maybe. It may have been her sickness. It may have been in your family. Something to bring distress and disturbance. Maybe in your business. It may be something in the church. Or which casts you down and you do not know how to handle it. And things come and arise up, don't they, to unsettle us. And we have to search and try our ways as to why these things come to pass. You know, the Lord is sovereign. What did we read in this chapter? Verse 37, who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Who is he that saith it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Dear friends, do you realise that everything that happens in our daily lives, the Lord has caused it to come, he's permitted it to come? No, he's not the author of your sins, but he may permit you to sin, that you may be brought into a solemn state, to cry for his mercy for the blessing of your soul. David was like that, wasn't he? David was permitted to sin. The Lord caused it to come to pass. He didn't stop him. But oh, it was sanctified to the blessing of David's soul. That when David was taught, oh, the seriousness, the terribleness of his sin, The Lord said, I have put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. He did not deal with him after his sins. And Psalm 103, where David testifies this. Oh dear, it's a sweet psalm, isn't it? And dear friends, so it is with you tonight and with me, as guilty sinners in the house of God. But as we consider our ways, may our prayer be this: Lord, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Bring me to confess it. Bring me to pour out my heart before thee in all that grieves thy spirit and the words of thy mouth unto me. And lead me in the way everlasting. Pardon my sin through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Dear friends, how often do we search and try our ways? Is it not when the Lord's hand goes out against us? Then, dear friends, we shall come and thank him and praise him for it. Jeremiah says, regarding these things which he was passing through, he says, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. These circumstances, these troubles, these trials. Dear friends, he's still mindful of them. The Lord hasn't dealt with him as he's in his just desert of his sin. And he says this, I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Therefore have I hope. Yes, of the mercies of the Lord have been not consumed. Because his compassions fail not. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust. Oh, thou new every morning, great is his faithfulness. Now, dear friends, this God is our God. This one who we've transgressed, this one who've rebelled and been disobedient to his word, not walking in his ways as we should be. We're going our own ways. And dear friends, the ways of man seem right unto us, but the scripture says they're the ways of death. And the Lord will deliver his people from those ways. And dear friends, that may be a terrible way, a terrible things in righteousness. We read of that, don't we, in the scriptures. Answers prayers. By terrible things in righteousness. We have a word, don't we, in Hosea. Just comes to my mind. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. Thou hast sinned. That's what sinning does, doesn't it? It destroys ourselves. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And none of us, dear friends, are outside of that, are we? But what does Hosea's prophecy go on to say? He calls us to the throne of grace. Take with you words. Say unto the Lord, oh, receive us graciously. Take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously. Dear friends, that's the prayer. That's the prayer of a needy sinner. Take away all iniquity, receive us graciously. Perhaps your prayer has been, Lord, take away this trouble from me. And he hasn't answered that prayer. That trouble is still there. Perhaps your prayer has been, oh, give me strength to bear all this affliction that has come upon me. Well, that's a good prayer, but it doesn't deliver you from it. But dear friends, where there's the confession of the baseness of our sinfulness? Dear friends, the Lord hears those things. Because Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom we are chief. Oh, the Lord looks down from heaven, doesn't he? He sees all the iniquity and all the sins of his people. But I love that Psalm 102. The Lord looks down from heaven to hear the groaning of the prisoner, the cry of the destitute. His ear is open to their prayer. That broken and that contrite heart. Oh, let us search and try our ways. And let us turn again to the Lord. That's how we turn again to the Lord. It's God, be merciful to me, a sinner, isn't it? The Lord answers those cries. Because those cries, dear friends, they honour him. They honour the Lord Jesus Christ. It declares that he and he alone can deliver you from your just desert. And to put away that sin and iniquity, can handle that hard matter which has arisen, that trouble and that affliction, that sorrow. That he says, fear not, I will help thee. And dear friends, regarding soul trouble, which it all combined, isn't it? It's all combined in one, a physical trouble, a practical trouble, providential trouble, the soul trouble, to search and try our ways. Oh, what a sweet word that is in answer to those humble cries of pardon, for pardon and forgiveness. Fear not. Fear not, I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Dear friends, you know those who are of the wicked, those who are of Satan's empire, they don't know these tribulations. They don't know these sorrows, these afflictions. Yes, they have physical afflictions, the same as we all do. But they do not trouble them. They do not trouble the soul like a child of God. It's in these things, dear friends, there's evidence the Lord's mindful of us. Poor Jonah, he was cast into the sea, wasn't he? Sure and certain death, it seemed. What affliction. And in that whale's belly, darkness. Oh, he wouldn't know what was upside and downside and what was east or west. But in spirit he looked again toward the holy temple. Oh, he confessed his sins. And the Lord heard his cry. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee. That was the physical depth of the sea. But dear friends, in our soul's experience, in these troubles, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. There is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Oh, dear friends, don't neglect it. Do come to that throne of grace, to the footstool of mercy. In your state of need, under the burden of whatever trouble and afflictions upon you, as it affects your soul and oh, as you search and try your ways, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Oh, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. You know, Jesus told a parable, didn't he? The parable of the prodigal son. Now, dear friends, that prodigal son just wasn't anybody. He was a son of the Father. He'd known the blessing and the peace and the goodness of the love of that Father. But he came to where he wanted his own way. He did not want to be ruled by that Father. I will not have this man to rule over me. And so he took that what fell to him and went to spend it on riotous living. You know, dear friends, when you think, you young people as well as us older ones, what the ability the Lord has given us, what he's given us to enjoy our intelligence, our abilities, and how we can put our minds to so many things, and we can gain, can't we, the needs for our life upon this earth and so forth. And He's given us many things, and dear friends, we're to use those to his honour and to his glory. But oh, those temptations. Like Asaph in Psalm 73, when he saw the prosperity of the wicked. There was no bands, as it were, in their death. They had more than heart could wish. They carried on, and poor Asaph was bound by his responsibilities in the synagogue. In the temple, rather, the sanctuary. And he desired to be free from it. Dear friends, do you desire to be free from the worship of God? From obeying the commandments? From honouring the Sabbath day? From honouring your parents? And oh, we all have those things as we grow up. Solemn if we're left to our own hearts, to our own understanding, our own desires, the lust of our flesh, and to go off to enjoy the worldliness of sin. Now, dear friends, that prodigal, he came to be in want. Who is it that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? He was the son of his father. And dear friends, when we think of God and his people, those who have gone astray, dear friends, he'll cause them to come into want. He'll cause them to come into affliction. Now be the rod of his wrath laid upon them. Oh, their disobedience, their rebelliousness, their ungratefulness. And dear friends, it won't be pleasant. It wasn't pleasant for that prodigal, was it? When he was brought to nothing, no man gave unto him. All he could do was feed those pigs, those unclean beasts. No man gave unto him. He wasn't even able to take the husks that the swine did eat. But dear friends, in that want, in that need, he came to search and try his ways, didn't he? It was sanctified to him. How many sired servants has are in his father's house. His confession, no more worthy to be called his son. Make me one of those hired servants. Dear friends, have we ever come like that? Not worthy to be called a son of God. Oh, the Lord has been mindful of you, but now you've departed. You've sinned. You've gone into a ways of unrighteousness. Oh, your heart, dear friends, is far off from where it should be. The Lord's rod comes upon you. Dear friends, it's there to return, isn't it? Oh, the chastening of the Lord is not pleasant. But in time it yieldeth the precious fruit of righteousness, where one comes and confesses one's sins again before the Lord. And he's merciful and gracious, isn't he? Oh, when that prodigal returned to his father, there was no judgment. There was only love. Joy, as the scripture says, in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, what love there is, dear friends, in the Lord to his people. What did he say in the days of Samuel? It hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. And the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake. Dear friends, that's the sanctification of troubles and difficulties, when he brings us back to realise that we are the Lord's and he is ours. And then, dear friends, our ends will be everlasting peace. We shall grow in his grace and the knowledge of his love. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. To know these things, it brings us, doesn't it, into the fear of God. For who can tell what may come to pass? It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Dear friends, when we are brought into these times of tribulation and troubles, and we pray as we should, as I've tried to say, confessing our sins before the Lord, then to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. He may not answer straight away. There'll be a continuing in prayer. And that time of love will come, when you shall truly see, not that only he shed his blood, but you will say for me. Oh, dear friends, how sweet are these beginnings and the confirmations that the Lord is indeed mindful of us in his love and mercy. We don't thank him for troubles. We don't thank him for the rod when we're under it. We don't thank him for tribulations when they're upon us. But, dear friends, when they're sanctified to the good of our soul and he brings us again into his marvellous light, we can then give him thanks for all that he's brought us through. Oh, like poor Job. Oh, how solemn those his circumstances. It wasn't his tribulations, was it? It wasn't his sins. Yet it was the Lord's will for him. Who can tell what the Lord does? Who says it can come to pass and the Lord hath not commanded it? Dear friends, it was to prove that Satan was a liar who desired to have a Job for himself, to speak sinfully against God. And we find here, don't we, in this word, shall we not receive of the Lord's hand good and evil? Job said that. And dear friends, we can expect it. But all things good and evil, dear friends, for the Lord's people shall work together for the good of their soul, to confirm they have a hope of eternal life. His hand may seem to be heavy, it is heavy, under his chastening and under these things which are used for the quickening again of our spirit. But, dear friends, it's a gracious hand on which we live. Doth life and time and death command, and hath eternal joys to give. Well, dear friends, what is the case with you, and what is it with me? You know, true religion is more than notion. Something must be known and felt. And, dear friends, we must know the burden of our sins before a holy God. We must know the wanderings of our heart, how he grieves the Holy Spirit. We must know that God doth not look upon sin lightly. We must know the truth of his name, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth. Now, dear friends, do you know it? It's vital, isn't it? Can you testify of it? Well, that's the question, isn't it? Have you got something to speak of this experience of the Lord's mercy to your soul? We have a similar word of try our ways, and I think it's in Haggai. Oh, to search and try your ways. After the Judah here, which had gone into a captivity, they came again, didn't they? Through the Lord's mercy after those 70 years. And the Lord spoke unto them. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Consider your ways. The Lord had brought some affliction upon them. He says, you've sowed much and you bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you have not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but you're not warm. Ye that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. The Lord's rod, the Lord's hand was against them. He says, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house. I will take pleasure in it. I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Oh, but that wasn't the case. The house of God was lying waste. ye run every man into your own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. There was drought, and there was, oh, the loss of all things. There was no provision from the labours of their own hands. The Lord's hand was against them. Dear friends, is the Lord's hand against you? Is it because, oh, we value our sealed houses, our earthly pathway, and the things of it, more than the glory of God, the worship of his name, and his house of prayer? Oh, dear friends, where do our priorities lie? What have we just sung? Happiness, thou lovely name. Where, oh, where? Oh, tell me where thy seat is. Where all the things of this earth is not there. It's object of my first desire, Jesus crucified for me. Oh, to happiness aspire, only to be found in thee. Well, dear friends, let us search and try our ways. Do we know this real happiness? Do we know this real joy of the Lord's mercy to our souls? Do we know the pardon of our sins, the blotting out of our transgressions? Oh, dear friends, that heavy heart which is exercised through your sin, it will be lifted up, it will rejoice. A joy which no one shall take away from you. Then, dear friends, declare what the Lord hath done for your never dying soul. The next verse after our text says, let us lift up our heart with our hands unto the God in the heavens. Lifting up the hands, dear friends, is praying, isn't it? Lift up your heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. And dear friends, when the answers come, oh, the glory be to his name. Then let me leave it with you. Let us search and try our ways. Turn again to the Lord. That's repentance, isn't it? God-given repentance. To leave the hateful ways of sin. Turn to the fold and enter in. Where the Lord hath begun that good work, where he's led you, where he's brought you, out of tribulation and troubles, you've cried unto him and he's delivered you. Then, dear friends, do glorify his name. Amen.
God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening, and members are asked to come ready to give out a hymn, please. On Tuesday evening, Mr. Tim Kingham is expected to preach instead of Mr. Robert Field, and he's also expected to preach again next Lord's Day. Our friends at Fen Stanton hold their anniversary services on Saturday at 2:45 and 5:45, when Mr. Graham Cottingham is expected to preach. Our closing hymn is number 249. 249. O love divine, how sweet thou art. When shall I find my willing heart all taken up by thee? I thirst and faint and die to prove the greatness of redeeming love, the love of Christ to me. Hymn 249.
O Lord, do bless thine own word and hear the prayer of our closing hymn. Leave none of us untouched. Lord, do work in our daily lives and draw us humbly to thy feet and find salvation full and free. Watch over us now, those of us who meet at the table. O Lord, those that depart, Lord, we pray thy blessing upon us each, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost to abide with us, now and forevermore. Amen.